Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean coming at you live from the state of Minnesota. We're still waiting for the snow. Why we don't have it, I mean, the only thing that I can explain to you, friends, is the fact that when it starts to get warm up, that's all you have to do is look up and you're going to see that they're chemtrailing heavily, and that's exactly what's been going on in the state of Minnesota. As you know, we just got back from Michigan last week, and we noticed it going on over there as well. And to no one's surprise, there's no snow. And when you don't see them flying around up above overhead, which, by the way, is a sign of judgment, read 28:24 of that of Deuteronomy, you're going to understand perfectly as to what's going on. This global warming, as they call it, is all created just like everything else is created, friends. They create the problem, they come in, they play the problem solver. So with that said, friends, just so you know, we are here. We are live. Yesterday, we don't know what happened to our live feed. This has happened a couple times now over the last couple weeks. And it's about as unprofessional as it gets, especially for a paid service, right? But we're up, and we're going to highlight some of the things that we didn't get to cover yesterday. Some people went back over there to the Rumble feed, and they watched the show because we did post that show. But again, just for the sake of reiterating some of the points, I'll get to those in just a couple minutes. I want you to listen to this carefully, friends, because it is very applicable to what's going on across the country right now. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but people are being silenced in a big way by your government. No one's attacking you. As I've said before, let's quit pretending. No one's attacking you more than your said representative government, friends. They are creating all of what you're dealing with, and the fact of the matter is they're trying to create a new order out of the chaos that they create. But one of the things that I continuously highlight over on this show, every once in a while, I'll bring it back to your ears just to remind you as to what, in fact, is happening. President Harry Truman said back in the 50s, he said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of its opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures. In other words, things aren't going to get better, they're going to get worse. Until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Now, was Harry Truman talking about a foreign country there, or was he talking about your country? Was he talking about your government? Absolutely, it's your government, friends. There's no question about it. We all the well know what's going on here. And just to kind of go line upon line, precept upon precept, I want you to check this out as well. This is the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, and it says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting, that's the umbrella of the Christian faith, by the way, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. while we see, as I brought up about a week and a half ago, that when you attempt to bring about a redress of grievances to corruption, what do? Well, they send in provocateurs and they accuse you of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of committing, right? January 6th. Again, nobody doubts this. But with that, friends, last week I told you, or was it the week before, that what dictators do, the first thing that they'll do when they move in on taking over a country, is they'll suppress free speech. Now, big tech companies have been doing this for years now. They suppress free speech, and then they begin to throw their political opposition into jail. But I want to go back, because I just read the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, but I want you to listen to this, because this is the preamble, per se, of the Bill of Rights. It's the Convention of a number of states having, at the time of their adopting the Constitution, expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers. In other words, the Bill of Rights to the American people, first of all, our rights come from God. Our said representatives are there to enforce the law that maintains the law, not destroys it or transgresses it, right? It says, to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. So they said, we need to come in and double down on the fact that your said representatives need to back off when it comes to the Bill of Rights. And then it ends with, and as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. It's interesting, folks, what, 3 years later, 4 years later, we're still dealing with massive big tech company suppression of free speech, censorship, and it's going to continue on. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. But I want to go over to the state of Minnesota just to show you that this is also in the state preamble or in the state statutes in your particular state as well. Article 1, Section 3, Liberty of the Press. What does it say? It tells us, friends, that the liberty of the press shall forever remain... Hey, Judah. Guys, I'm having a hard time of it, just for the record. Can you turn that light on, please? Hard time of it. Drove 40 hours last week. Got home at 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Not whining to anybody, but I've been down for the last 2 days, and I'm doing my best to pick myself up here. But let's go back over to this. The liberty of the press shall forever remain inviolate, and all persons may freely speak with and publish, write and publish their sentiments on all subjects, being responsible for the abuse of such right. See, so what's happening here, friends, is your government is not backing up. They're going forward. Now, this is one of the things that I wanted to tell you again, because, again, it is important for you to hear it. When you go to Amos 6:3, this is one of the things that I've been telling the people for years in this country, and they don't listen to it until it happens, okay? When you go to Amos 6:3, what does it say? Amplified Bible, do you put off the day of punishment yet cause the seed of violence to come near? That is the Amplified version. Let me go over to that of the King James version. You that put off and put away far the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near you. He's addressing those that say that this isn't happening. He's addressing those that are saying that, you know what, this is, it may be happening to someone else, but it will never happen to me. No, it's happening to you. And it is coming to your front door. Matter of fact, over the weekend, friends, somebody just sent this to me this morning. And this is dangerous. You need to understand how dangerous this is. But a woman sent this to me this morning, and it says, Facebook banned conservatives again. I'm going to come right back on the other side of this, and I'm going to highlight this for you, because, again, you need to understand that under a time of judgment, that's the first thing they do is they silence free speech, and then what they do is they throw in behind bars their political opposition, and this is exactly what, in fact, is happening right now in your country. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You that put away far the evil day and caused the seed of violence to come near to you. I can't tell you, folks, how many times I have highlighted this censorship that's going on here. This is dangerous. You know who's doing it. This is foreign. It runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, namely the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, but they're doing it anyways. And notice who they're zeroing in on, okay? The alleged good guys. But I do have to say, what you're looking at right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, is something that I continuously highlighted even to the people in my own backyard. But of course, they don't want to acknowledge it until it happens to them. And this is what I continuously reiterate to the people. Listen the first time so you don't have to learn the hard way. Because if it comes around where it is the hard way, you might not have another chance, especially in the times that we're in today. We are under the judgments of God, friends, and there is no way you're going to spell it any different. If you want to call in, you want to contend, you can do that. If you want to add to, you can do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. So Facebook, again, erased the page of a conservative Minnesota-based group called North Star Liberty Alliance this week. And it appears they did this to many others without any media outlets reporting about the purge. Okay? Another report also tells us, friends, that they did this silently. Okay? Here's another one. Facebook banned conservatives. This is Action for Liberty, Minnesota. This is one of the guys that I told him it's coming your way. And then now it happened, December 9th. This was 3 days ago. Facebook quietly purged conservatives in Minnesota this week. Hey, folks, I thought there wasn't any voter fraud taking place here. Well, Bradley, what does that have to do with anything? Well, these are the same people that are telling you there's no voter fraud, that are censoring the voice of the people. Why would they have to censor the voice of the people if they weren't the ones responsible for censoring or silencing the voice of the people? This is a totalitarian state, friends. I'm here to tell you, if you're still waiting for the war to happen, it's already started long ago. It started long ago. Let me end this segment with, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of the opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Americans, honestly, have you had enough of this? There's no speculating as to who's responsible for what's going on here. And you know what's interesting? At the same time, what do we see? We see it's embarrassing. It really truly is. Zelensky's at the White House meeting with Treasonous Joe, and he's trying to get him another package to steal away your tax dollars to give to that sodomite comedian actor who's a known Nazi. And he's in the White House. See, this is what they do. They disguise themselves under free fiend pretenses or false pretenses, acting as if they're against a group of people, when in fact, if you pull the mask off, they are the group of people that they pretend to be fighting against. It's exactly what's happening here. It totally is. We got Stacy calling in from Rochester, Minnesota. Again, I'm having a hard time of it today, guys. Not whining, but please bear with me. Stacy, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for all you're doing. You're right about the censorship. I looked into Rumble because they were not fulfilling their end of the bargain, and we shouldn't be surprised. Their address is in Canada.
Yep, that's
and
right.
Canada is censorship. We need a Rumble in the United States where Trudeau can't get his little fingers in. These elites have so often we try to do things and the elites get their fingers in it. And I wanted to say that also yesterday I got an email from supposedly the Republican Party, which is ridiculous,
yep,
that it's even having they're wasting our money as usual. I don't give them a dime, but they're wasting the money they get by having these fake debates where nobody's watched. I mean, nobody wants any of these people. And we don't want Trump either, because he turned on us. He thanked Hillary in his election speech. But
yeah,
they sent me a note saying a 4-star general, probably in a dress, said we could never fight China because we lost a bunch of online battle practices. And it's like they're just pushing everything to virtual reality, and it's kind of like they're just boxing us in.
Well, that's what they're doing. I mean, that's exactly what's happening. They're thinning the herds, and the way to do that is bring in the illegals. And when you bring in the illegals into the country, what are you going to do? You're going to stack those people against any opposition that the corrupt in government may have. That's what's happening here. I mean, look at the group of people and the groups of people that they're zeroing in on in bringing here. I just seen one yesterday, a bunch of African groups, all military-aged men. Seen another picture of more of them coming across the border, and we get this information firsthand from Sheriff Mark Lamb, but they're all military-aged men. And what's happening, this is an overthrow, and to suggest otherwise, you seriously must have your head stuck in the sand. And they're being distracted. You brought up Donald Trump. They're just being distracted with Donald Trump and Joe Biden. What's worse, Stacy, is all the information that I get, a 99.9%. I can almost go 100% on this, but all the emails that I'm fleeced from the conservatives are all there pushing Donald Trump. And that's the problem we're having. It's not what we call the left. It's what we call the right. Therein lies the problem, because, again, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left.
That's correct, although I did see somebody starting to wake up, and he's a little more mainstream. I don't know, Stu Peters. He was, like, questioning Trump. He was like, you know, the guy says he's the father of vaccines. Why are we looking at this guy? You know, and he doesn't like DeSantis, and he doesn't like Nikki Haley, and he's suddenly this guy's saying, hey, You know, maybe people are waking up. I guess that's what I'm hopeful for. I continue to share the gospel with the immigrants because, you know, when they become your brother and sister, they're not your enemy anymore. And we have to keep sharing that because some of them don't even know the gospel. And I have hope that way. God is always in control. And I think people are waking up. And you're just the best thing for radio because you keep telling the truth.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I do want to say this, Stacey. I was actually called up to do an event, what was it, last fall, and Stu Peters was there. He was actually capping on Donald Trump for a portion of that as well, telling the people that were there that Donald Trump was on the campaign trail, you know, basically routing it off for the vaccine, and he called him the father of the vaccine. I do want to say this, though. I mean, about the time we get everybody awakened to the fact that Donald Trump is the snake that he defined yesterday on the show, it's going to be too late. Everybody's going to be consumed. I wish they would listen to, you know, and they all claim to be Christians, but when you show them in the Word, they don't listen to it until it's safe or it's okay to say it because other people are now starting to see it. We've been saying this. We've been calling Donald Trump out since day one for who he is, and that's exactly who he is. He's a snake, he's a traitor, he's controlled opposition, and he's just being used as a distractor right now. And with that said, I want to highlight that. By the way, thank you for the phone call. I totally appreciate it on so many different levels. I was just highlighting this a moment ago, friends. Transnational gangs conduct high-end burglaries in Oakland County, sheriff says. Well, let me ask you something. How could it be otherwise? I mean, friends, this one hits really close to me. In California, you have to steal up to $951 before you'll be prosecuted. This is what you're submitting to in California. You have to steal $951. Your said representatives are encouraging the criminals to commit the crimes. Do you understand? That's what they're doing. They're creating domestic insurrection. I've said this 1,000 times over, but these transnational gangs conduct high-end burglaries. How could it be otherwise? Your government is the one alluring the illegals in. Your state governments are the ones alluring illegals in. And keep in mind, before this hard break comes up on me, these high-end transnational gangs are all military-aged men being encouraged to come into America because of your said government. They're encouraged to steal because of your said government. And one question that begs the question more than any is, how can it be otherwise? How can it be otherwise? I mean, how do you define stupid, man? I mean, really, how do you define stupid? Dull and insensible is what the word means. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to tap into, again, the transnationals. These are foreigners that are committing these high-tech crimes in America here. I want to show you that the crimes from the illegals is beginning to spike in the United States again. Cops are being killed. Cheerleaders are being killed. Cars are being carjacked. I mean, the list goes on. This all lies at the responsible party, your said governors, for alluring them in the first place. We'll be right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A Rocky Mountain spotted fever outbreak in California may get worse thanks to a surge in migrants across the U.S.-Mexico border. A recent poll indicating that almost half of voters think the U.S. is spending too much money for aid to Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. The special counsel prosecuting former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim. White House correspondent and lawyer John Decker says a high court response could go one of two ways. They could decide to not get involved or to immediately get involved. The Biden administration defending its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire, saying that a general ceasefire could empower Hamas leaders to control Gaza. Corey Myers, USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. What we're hearing about is all these transnational gangs that are committing these high end burglaries. They're being zeroed in. I'm telling you, folks, there's insiders giving these individuals the information as to where to go and who to steal from. I guarantee it. Why do you think the government wants, and why they're so intrusive concerning all of the information they want to extract from you? And do you think for one moment, especially at this point, they're not going to use it against you? You have got to be out of your mind. Seriously. So we have the transnational gangs, right, that are conducting high-end burglaries. And then what we have as well, an illegal immigrant faces capital murder charges and death of Texas high school cheerleader. I'll tell you what, folks. And you say what you will. You take it how you want to take it. I hope Daddy gets him. I honestly hope Daddy gets him. They come across our borders illegally, and then they begin to commit crimes against our women. It's one of the things that I brought up when I was in Michigan. You all the well know, speaking of the illegals, both Tim had and myself had Tommy Robinson on from the UK, who's been blowing the horn or sending forth the alarm for war, 419 of Jeremiah, for some time concerning all of them that are coming in from the Middle East, and then what they're doing is they're settling in the UK, only to commit a jihad. Tommy said on my show, in particular, he said that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when it happens. Interesting to note, he took the time to share on both of our shows, Tim Brown's and mine, concerning the crimes that these that were coming over seeking asylum in the UK were committing against the children in the UK. And the police stood down and did absolutely nothing. Going fast forward to Michigan, hey folks, I don't care. I don't care what the corrupts say. I don't care what they have to say about a thing. What I do care about is what you have to say about it. And isn't it time for the American people to stand up and be who it is that God has called us to be in dealing with the corrupt that are bringing all of this to our front doors? Yes. Yes, that's what the Lord is looking for. One of the things that I had said in Michigan is I'm not going to stand back and watch it. No way. No way. Hey, bad guys, all of you illegals, no way. Ain't going to happen. I will willingly sacrifice myself to make sure that the innocent are protected. Period. And you know what was interesting? Out of a group of, I'm thinking of Thursday in Michigan. I can't even say the name. I'm not going to try to say it. But we were at a restaurant, and I brought this up that I was not going to stand by and watch it happen. I heard one man respond, no way. It just happened to be my friend. No way. Where are the men? Hey, folks, these illegals coming over here feel free to rape our little girls, kill our little girls. Are you insane? Have you lost your mind? And in P.S., if you look at federal code, just for the factual record, whenever crimes are committed by these illegals that are brought into America, not only is it treason, but those that are responsible for alluring the illegals in, if one of those illegals commits a crime, that said representative is responsible for the crime of the illegal that he allured in. Did you know that? That's a fact. And I want to say this too. Until the American people begin to zero in on a personal level concerning your said representatives, this is going to continuously go on. Hey folks, they're using unlimited resources, your resources, against you if a crime is committed. They're paying off people to shut their mouths with your money after a crime is committed. The list goes on. There's no skin off their back, but when there's skin off their back and you make it personal concerning those that have allured the illegals into America that have committed crimes, you make it personal, then things are going to change, and not till then. Not until then. And what are we getting, friends? Well, we're getting more of this nonsense. Just
stop.
Here, we're just getting more of this distraction. And I want you to see this for a moment because it is that ridiculous.
These arguments that are being made here.
She's an actress, a bad actress.
Do you want to get us for jaywalking, for not crossing the street correctly?
This is what you put up with. This is all smoke and mirrors. That's all it is.
Ridiculous. I think the Republicans.
Well, they fight, the right and the left fight.
Clearly today.
Isn't it interesting how the agenda goes forward?
Right now, you can tell how.
That's what they're there for. There's never any justice whatsoever. There's never any justice whatsoever. I know there's too many people taken with Tucker Carlson. I know that there's too many people taken with Glenn Beck and Mark Levin and Bradley, you're just jealous and this, that, and the other thing. Not one iota. I'm embarrassed, if anything, for the American people that don't know the difference. And what are we doing? We're sitting back being completely entertained out of our freedoms by a bunch of knuckleheads that every once in a while will give you some pertinent information but never bring forth justice. And yet they're making hundreds of millions of dollars off their sponsors and you still haven't figured what this is all about. You still haven't figured it out. I wanted you to see this one as well, friends, because it's important that you see it because old Rand Paul's back at it again. And I want you to see what's going on here, friends.
To see and understand about COVID and about the vaccines, but they censored it. Can we even trust health officials in this government?
Well, you know, it was directed explicitly by him. We go over this in the book because he commissioned scientists who were saying in private that they thought it was a manipulated virus, manipulated in a lab and came from a lab. He convinced them in public to say the opposite. He commissioned and edited a paper that said that absolutely this did not come from a lab. While privately, all of these same scientists were saying in all likelihood it did come from a lab. So there really was an orchestrated cover-up on this. We also now know that he was visiting the CIA in early 2020. We know that the CIA scientists, seven of them, voted 6-1 to say it came from the lab, and then they were reversed by superiors. We need to know whether Anthony Fauci influenced the superiors, or perhaps the opposite. Did the CIA
influence Anthony Fauci? Rand Paul.
We also need to know how often he was visiting and what he was there for.
No, we don't. We don't need to know all that. Hey, folks. There's been absolutely zero proof of any crimes committed by those that are in jail right now concerning January 6th. But Rand Paul's sitting here saying we need more definitive proof. Americans are in jail right now concerning January 6th for exercising their First Amendment right. And here we have Rand Paul talking about needing more definitive information concerning that of Anthony Fauci. Now, keep in mind, friends, and do understand, Anthony Fauci is a huge moneymaker for Rand Paul. That's what he is. And I'll tell you what's even worse, friends, is I've actually got his cell phone number, and I've called him a couple times. I would love to get Rand Paul on the show to answer for himself. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about, answer for himself? Well, he's raising how much money, loads of money, going after Anthony Fauci, but this is something that you need to know. Rand Paul disclosed his wife's investment into Remdesivir parent company 16 months later. Do you understand? He's not attacking Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci is making a lot of money for them because, in the eyes of the American people, Anthony Fauci belongs to prison system at least temporarily until the American people finish the job concerning his crimes against humanity. Think of the money that Rand Paul is making off the stupidity of the American people. A bundle of money. And I've said this so many times, friends, it really gets to the point where that's enough, okay? But here, this is something I wanted to highlight too. I brought this up yesterday. Heart failure among pilots up 1,000% in 2022. Where's the prosecutions, friends? I want to pause here. Hey, Alex Jones, where's the prosecution? It's amazing how much information you have. It's amazing how much information has been gathered by so many conservative talking heads across the country, but nobody's calling for justice. It's amazing to me that a pilot is the one that sent this information to me. Heart failure among pilots up 1,000%. Where is the prosecutions? Why is Donald Trump running for the presidency of the United States of America again when he self-proclaims that he is the father of the vaccine and that he is proud of it? Can you make this up? And yet, on a daily basis, if you're walking by a television set, no matter where you're at, just give it a minute and you're going to see a big pharma commercial. Matter of fact, yesterday we watched Little House on the Prairie. Maybe that's too much information. I don't know. Every once in a while we'll watch a Little House on the Prairie before we go to bed. And then commercials come up in between it. And I'm not talking television. I'm talking about on social media platforms, and they just throw these commercials in, and then you can skip them, right? They're all pharmaceuticals. And it's interesting, Pfizer's still bringing you more vaccines, as they call them. Where is the justice? And to suggest that this is just going to go away? Nope, it's not going to go away, friends. It's not going to go away. That tsunami's coming in, and it's coming in strong, and I want to tell you why. And I'm going to go down in history as one of the guys that told you what nobody else was willing to tell you. Thus saith the Lord. This is what's going to happen if you don't repent. This is going to happen if you don't stand up and put a stop to this and hold those criminals accountable for their crimes against humanity. That's where we're at today. Why? Again, going full circle, because you're entertained by your talking heads of the day that want to give you more information concerning the crimes of Anthony Fauci, or more information, as if to suggest they haven't given you a book full of facts and evidence against them as criminals, and as for the criminals that they are. How much more information do you need, Americans? I'm going to come right back. I want to show you a little on something concerning Donald Trump. We got some people on social media platforms talking about how great he is. I want to show you how great he is in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Israel is the people, dog. Israel is the people. Just so you know, I am Israel. Christians are Israel, period. Okay, not demographically. Israel is the people. I wanted to show you this really quick. We were just talking about this, and I'll just tee it up towards the end of the show for you. And this is a mayor in Montreal who is boasting about getting her shot, and then she goes out and she gets her shot. So it just shows you that they're not immune either. Yes, they're expendable.
You ask them if
they're being used just as much as anybody else is.
Maybe if they don't feel safe.
So
to
all you bad guys, take heed.
So many
shelters use you too
right now, and that can welcome them and give them a warm meal and direct them to other kinds of services. So I would.
Now that shot's taking its effect, isn't it, folks? So how's that working out for her? And again, I want to make clear, and I'm not saying this because I'm playing it politically correct in any sense of the word, but I wouldn't wish this on anybody. I'll tell you what I would wish on anybody is justice upon the heads of those that are responsible and are responsible for what's going on here. But this goes on, and they're still pushing it, folks, like it's the norm, when in fact it's not the norm at all. They're still pushing it on commercials heavily. And there's been no retraction, no retreat. They have been relentless, and they're pushing forward. Americans, listen to me carefully. World, listen to me. Those that are responsible for these crimes must be held accountable. They must be held accountable. Every single one of them. The mayors, the governors, they must be held accountable for their crimes against nature. And humanity, I'm sorry. Well, in our case, both do apply. They're both applicable. Let me go over here. Yesterday, I'd taken the time to bring up Acts 12:22, and I just want to show you that Donald Trump, in this particular scenario that I'm going to highlight right now, he's just who he is. He's a devil. He's a snake. He identified himself yesterday as a snake. It's scary. People can't see him for who he is, because what they do is they avoid the word of God that condemns him, and they take it for Donald Trump, where the snake attempts to justify him. And you can put this up against Daniel 8:25. Dictators, bad guys, destroy through peace. Okay, through peace and policy. That is Donald Trump. If you judged him according to his fruit, I'll tell you what, folks, he would have been thrown in jail a long time ago for the criminal that, in fact, he is. Yesterday, he highlighted some remarks in New York City, given a little tale of a snake and how it bit and destroyed its own. Well, what he was doing was highlighting himself. This is a reflection of the American people right here. Concerning Donald Trump, it's not so much that it's him, it's his worshipers. Again, read Acts 12:22, and what does it say? It says, this is the voice of a God and not a man. This is his worshipers. This is the guy that's running for the presidency of the United States of America, and he's the one that led him to Washington, D.C. Look what it says. His worshipers put up billboards, make the gospel great again. The word became flesh. Anybody offended? Me too. I'm totally offended. He's got coins of himself in other countries, and in America you can buy them. And of course, what they're trying to do is put him up to as a modern-day Cyrus, which is the furthest thing from the truth. Okay? And then we also have Ann Coulter, and I told you yesterday my summation of her. Firsthand, Nikki Haley was there too. She's a creepy woman. She's a globalist. They all are. But Ann Coulter was put up by the conservatives, Fox News, more than anybody that I know of. And she goes out and she writes a book, In Trump We Trust. This is blasphemy, folks. And for anybody to sit and justify Donald Trump, you're the ones that I'm talking to right now. There's seriously something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. Because what this man, this devil, this snake does, John 8:44, he does the opposite of what he promises he's going to do. If you'd like to test your steel, 1-866-582-9933. I have all the links right down, readily accessible to show anybody that wants to fight up against the facts of the matter. 1-866-582-9933. Oh, wait a second. It gets better. It gets better. I remember we were in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. This is probably 3 years ago, and I remember they had posters of George Washington crossing the Delaware River on Christmas. You all know the famous picture, right? Well, guess whose face they superimposed into it? It wasn't George Washington. It was Donald Trump. I mean, I guess the thing is the mainstream media can just go ahead and prop up for 30 years and put you in a good light, and no matter what, you can become the next president of the United States of America. You think that's far-fetched? Look at Barack Obama. You think that's far-fetched? Look at George W. Bush. You think that's far-fetched? Folks, look at this Zelensky guy. He was a comedian and he was an actor a year before he becomes the leader of his country. And why are they leaders, folks, as they call them? We don't have leaders here. We have Christ, our leader in this country. We have no other. We're premised on common law, the Torah, period. God is our leader. We have a representative government. And for people to take Donald Trump and put him in the place of Christ, you are asking for it. And rest assured, Americans, you're going to get it. This is the best that you have. All these smart people in America that know so much more than the rest of us concerning Donald Trump. No, I can say this because I just looked down and we just had about 25 more viewers on live chat a moment ago until I started to tell the truth about Donald Trump. This is what I'm talking about. They worship Donald Trump. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Okay, this is Again, blasphemy. You ready for this one? I don't think you are, but I'll go there anyways. Here's another one for you. President Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump, the Son of Man, the Christ. And you still don't see this, folks, for what this is? Here, let me bring you over to Isaiah 14. Maybe this will help open up your eyes just a little bit. Because this is what Satan does. This is what Satan has been doing since the very beginning of time. Okay? Yesterday, P.S., I'd also taken the time to show you, not only was Adolf Hitler, this applies to all of them, Adolf Hitler was equated to Frederick the Great, the King of Prussia during his time. What was his motto? Make Germany great again. Just so you know that the apple doesn't fall too far from the devilish wicked tree, right? Well, it's the same one and the same fruit that's fallen from Donald Trump's. I said this yesterday and I'll say it again. Donald Trump gets back into office. Watch out, folks. All of you grassrooters, watch out. Because, again, keep in mind, the evangelicals are the ones that promoted and pushed Adolf Hitler into power. There's a book by Martin Niemöller who highlights the fact that it was the evangelicals that put him into power. What's happening here? Who are writing these books? Who's responsible for putting Donald J. Trump into power? The evangelicals. First-hand information, one of the evangelicals that just happened to be on Donald J. Trump's board, outside of the heretics that he had on had placed inside of his evangelical board, speaking of Donald Trump, one of them had shared with me that for 3.5 hours the evangelicals did nothing but sit there and praise Donald J. Trump. Well, I said, no surprise here. And then we have a friend inside of the press corps in the White House under Donald J. Trump. And during the time of his criminal tenure, she had shared with us on this show that what he says inside of the White House, he says the exact opposite to the people outside of the White House. Of course. And his fruit shows you just that. When you go over to Isaiah 14, what does it say? It says in verse 12, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, the son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations?" How do you weaken a nation? You promote lawlessness. Donald J. Trump. "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Has Donald Trump denounced any of this nonsense? Look at this. Jim Caviezel, who needs his head knocked in, he recently said that Donald Trump is the new Moses. So everything you hear from that idolater, which should come as no surprise, Jim Caviezel, worships the Pope, but he also worships Donald Trump. He called him the new Moses. Just ask him. He's easy to find. But what do we have here? "I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. This is the devil. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." This is the response from the Lord. "They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, this is the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdoms." And then it goes on and on. Also talks about this in the book of Ezekiel. So, folks, this is what Donald Trump is. This is where his worshipers are putting him. And I can tell you right now, folks, he goes back into the people's White House. You best watch your six in a big way, because they're going to do this, friends, through a soft dictatorship.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.